5 minutes especially for you and for you. Moments of Melody Time again. Here are the words of Vaughn Shoemaker, well-known political cartoonist, creator of John Q. Public and twice Pulitzer Prize winner. He begins with a verse from the Bible. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mr. Shoemaker continues, any one of us who's fortunate, if we so much as gain a very small piece of this whole world, much less the whole of it, what if we did? What would it profit us? I was honest enough with myself back in 1926 to admit I was concerned about my soul. I was simple enough to accept the simple gospel and accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. To this day, I have never been sorry. Having had little education or natural ability for any success I have gained as a cartoonist, I must give credit to God. I wouldn't dare start a day without first starting it on my knees with God beside my drawing board. I gain wisdom from Him. Those are the words of Vaughn R. Shoemaker, well-known political cartoonist who has served with the Chicago Daily News, the New York Herald Tribune, and other newspapers. Jesus arrived in Capernaum. A Roman army captain came and pled with him to come to his home and heal his servant boy, who was in bed paralyzed and racked with pain. Yes, Jesus said, I will come and heal him. Then the officer said, Sir, I am not worthy to have you come to my home, and it isn't necessary for you to come. If right here you will say, Be healed, my servant will get well. I know, because I am under authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers, and I say to one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my slave boy, Do this or that, and he does it. And I know you have authority to tell this sickness to go, and it will go. Jesus stood there amazed. Turning to the crowd following him, he said, I haven't seen faith like this in all the land of Israel. We've had the faith of a cartoonist and of a Roman officer before us. What really counts is that they had faith in the Lord. The object of their faith was the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the object of your faith?